Question 1. Health. Practice 2. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
Today we'll be talking about nonviolent forms of protest. Can anyone give some other terms for this type of action?
I think the textbook called it civil disobedience.
Ah, civil disobedience. Very good. Another form is passive resistance. So, we've read that some don't believe civil disobedience to be an effective means of protest, but others, of course, are more supportive. Let's begin with civil disobedience. You saw that Henry David Thoreau pioneered the modern U.S. theory on this form of nonviolence. According to Thoreau, there is no need to physically fight the government as long as you and the government don't support each other in any way. Independence in mind and action is the guiding principle for achieving what is just. In this manner, Thoreau prescribes protesting through justice rather than physical violence. Civil disobedience derives its power and value because it is right. This is almost always the principle of peaceful demonstrations in the U.S. today. People or even nations can use the principles of civil disobedience to protest companies or nations that they feel are involved in unethical behavior. Rather than using violence, they can boycott or stop buying products from that company or country, thus using economics rather than violence to effect change. Passive resistance is the other form of nonviolence we're looking at. Who's the main figure here?
Gandhi, right?
Good. Gandhi is the nonviolent figure par excellence, isn't he? His method involved purposely breaking the law with the expectation of attack by the authorities and then quietly resisting without retaliation. In essence, he attempted to become a martyr. An example is his breaking of the salt tax. Gandhi's followers formed a peaceful blockade around the salt mines and allowed themselves, without resistance, to be brutally beaten by British soldiers. When people around the world, including Britain, got wind of this brutal behavior, they put pressure on the British government to change their ways. Thus, passive resistance was more debilitating than violence to the British colonial infrastructure. Without resorting to violence, Gandhi effectively persuaded the English to end colonial rule in India.